Tom Ali was voted the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, and congratulations goes out to him and for the great effort that he had this past week. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Texans. We understand here in Kansas City what kind of football team they are and the quality coaching and players that they have. And so we've got to make sure that we study them and understand their schemes and then get ourselves ready to play. We've got plenty of room to improve in all three phases, and so that's going to be our objective. Time's yours. Fasano will be back, yeah. He went through the walkthrough today. Everybody but Kendrick, that's who will be out there.
Andy, with Tony, you hear a lot about, just like his physical gifts. What besides that has allowed him to be as good as he's been so far this year?
Well, listen, I tell you that he's made an effort to learn the system and works very hard at that. His off-season conditioning was phenomenal. I mean, he worked his tail off and came into training camp, worked his tail off there. And, he's a big guy. You don't see this very often, but he's a big guy that's relentless. He's got a natural endurance that a lot of big guys don't have. And then he works at it, too, on top of that. So.
You said you need to improve in all three phases of the game. Where offensively would you like to see improvement?
We just need to be a little bit more consistent. You know, we're a young bunch, and we've got to just keep getting better, and all the way around. And the more reps that they get in practice and during the game, the better we're going to be. And so we're going up against a good defense this week. Will be a great challenge for us. You know, they've number one in a lot of the categories in defense, and so. And our guys are going to work their tail off and get ready for that challenge. It's an awesome thing. I mean, that's what you play. That's what you play the game for, to have an opportunity to play somebody as good as them.
Do you take it as a challenge personally when you're going against a guy like Wade Phillips, the guy who has a reputation and been around the league and is a good defensive coordinator?
Well, Wade and I, we were in the same division there forever. So I've got just a ton of respect for the man. I mean, he's a great person. And a really, really good football coach. So, and he's schematically, he's got a great scheme that's been time tested. So, look forward to having an opportunity to play against his defense.
You've mentioned the last couple of weeks on Mondays that you need to do a better job with some of the play calling.
That's right.
Are you still knocking off the rust from a couple of years out of that seat?
Yeah, I probably am. I probably am. So, I need to get better. And so, all the way around, as a head coach and as a play caller, it's one nice thing about this business. There's always, I told you before, it's like being a farmer. There's always work to do. And so, we're going to keep doing that.
You said the other day about Alex talking about some of the things that he does for the team are unbelievable. What are some things that he does that are unbelievable?
Listen, his presence in that locker room, and then during a game of – you always see him – he talks to everybody. He talks to the offensive side, defensive side, and just how he's taking a bunch of young guys and he's raising their abilities up and at the same time playing well. But his work ethic, I mean, I can keep going. There's just a – just. I don't want to waste everybody's time here, Randy.
On the field, where would you like to see Alex Smith improve?
Well, like all of us, I mean, he's got things that he's going to keep working on. And the thing that is most important right now is that he just continues to get reps with his receivers around him and against all the different looks that they're being thrown at us. These last two coordinators and Wade will be right in there. They roll their coverages. And so you've got to be sharp and on the same page with one another. And they're working through all that.
Is the line giving him enough opportunity to get done what you guys want to get done in the passing game?
Well, they're doing the same. I'm kind of repeating myself here, but they're a young bunch and they're working, working their tail off. This past week early, they there were a couple breakdowns and then they settled down and it worked out okay the second half there. But again, they're. They were coming off two pretty good weeks of protection, and then early in the game, Oakland got them a little bit, but they settled down and worked it. That's the thing you appreciate about the bunch here, man. They're you know, they find a way to get it right, and then they keep battling.
Yeah. You know, you like to, you know, every game, each week, one at a time. When you got a perfect season going like this, does the pressure build? Does it mount? Is there a burden to being 6-0?
You know, listen, if you just focus in on getting better, you don't worry about all that. That's what you can control. Everything else is, you know, what it is. I mean, it's, you can't control any of that. So you can get better as a player, as a coach, as a team. You know, that's where you put your energy. Make sure you study the opponent. If you can, you know, you keep yourself in that frame of mind, you're fine. So
the season doesn't take on a life and become more important as you go when you're winning like this.
Listen, there are all these teams. There's so much parity in this league. All these teams are good teams, and so you've got to get yourself right. If you allow that to happen, that's where you get into problems. I'll tell you that. So I don't worry about that, and so far I haven't seen our guys worry about all that.
When you go up against a guy like J.J. Watt, do you do anything differently?
If I have to go up against J.J. Watt, we're in trouble because he'll slam me all over the field. Listen, he's a defensive player of the year, right? So the reigning defensive player of the year, and well deserved. He's a great football player. We understand that. We respect him for that. And then, you know, we'll study him and come out and, you know, we'll play.
What is your pregame routine? I mean, do you get to the stadium 10 hours before a game? Are you so confident in the game plan that you don't have to worry about it on the day of the game? But, you know, how do you come into the stadium and
It's fairly consistent. I mean, we stay at the hotel, and then I come over here in the morning and go over to the stadium. Normally, by game day, the hay's kind of in the barn, so it's a review from there, and then you go play.
Are you calm though? Are the nerves bigger, or are the nerves gone by then because you feel ready to go?
I don't think they're big. I'm not sure nerves can grow. I'm thinking about that though. You know. But they're, you know, you're focused on the game, I guess, is the best way to put it. That's where you're at. Yeah.
Well, Coach, can you just speak about obviously Tomo being recognized defensive player of the week and what you continually see from him on and off the field?
Yeah. Well, listen, whether it's practice or games, you're going to get one speed, and that's full speed. Every snap. That's the thing you appreciate about him. And, you know, somebody that won't get any credit is Justin Houston for the job he did. He didn't have as many sacks, but those two kind of worked together. You know, Justin was able to make sure that the quarterback didn't come out to the right side as much as what he had been doing. And, you know, that allowed him to stay in the pocket and Tom to keep working. And so these guys are very unselfish with all these awards that they get. I think Tom would tell you the same thing I'm telling you about Justin, that helped. They worked the scheme and worked it together and did a nice job with it. So, but the thing you know about Tom, you know what you're going to get every day, whether he's sick or whether he's healthy. I mean, you're going to get the same thing every day. He's going to bring it and work his profession and do the best of his ability every day.